Hello there. Let's meet the guys next door. Again, we welcome you out to the Sunridge District and another visit with Guthrie and Phoebe Guy. The Guys Next Door, brought to you by a famous and popular product. You know, living in a junior four has its definite advantages on the financial side. Sort of four-square proof that who can live as cheaply as one. I'm sorry, that should have read two can live as cheaply as one. Anyway, let's get in lockstep behind Guthrie as he ducks a neighbor's sprinkler and breathes a sigh of relief at being home, where he can soothe his frayed nerves on familiar ground.
Hello, dear. I'm...
Guthrie.
Oh.
Did you notice that package by the door?
Oh, a package? Uh-huh. You mean this one? Oh, I see it now. What are you doing stacking it inside the door, Phoebe? Preparing for an Indian attack?
Oh, dear. We're too heavy, that's all.
Now, what do we need rocks for? The neighbors choosing up sides again?
Not rocks, silly. Brick. It's our new barbecue pit.
That's funny. For a minute there, I thought you said barbecue pit. I must be.
But that's what I said, Guthrie. I had Mears send it out. The man set up the rest in the backyard. Now, all you have to do is move this last package out there.
Uh-huh.
We're in business.
How much did it cost?
The price is cheap considering what you get. You get a grill, a rock, gas burner, and all that kind of stuff.
Now, how much did it cost?
And with it, they mail us a cookbook, just chock full of all...
How much did it cost?
I just happened to have enough money in my purse to pay the man. You see, I first noticed the ad.
How much did it cost?
Well, I did have to borrow $5 out of your bureau drawer.
Out of my Phoebe. I was saving that money to buy new door chimes.
Oh, our friends can go on knocking for a while longer.
Hardly. Their knuckles are starting to wear through the wood.
Oh, Guthrie, don't spoil my evening, will you? I've worked hard all afternoon preparing this special dinner to cook out in the yard.
What are we going to have? Ant souffle?
No. It's a new recipe. A surprise.
Uh-huh.
Come on, dear, hurry. Look, lug this package out back, will you? I'll show you where it goes.
Hey, Phoebe, what's this round thing sticking out of it?
Oh, that. That's a fire extinguisher. Jock, in case.
Well, didn't they include a blanket so we could send up smoke signals?
Oh, come on. This'll be fun. Imagine a real barbecue pit for outdoor living in our own yard.
Yeah.
Just like Hollywood.
Eh, you come home no quiet. First thing you know, 16 tons of brick.
What are you mumbling, Guthrie?
Well, I was just saying, I hope Mears doesn't come out with a prefabricated swimming pool. I couldn't stand the shock. Well, the cold water, I mean.
Say, it seems to me I did see an ad like that, and it was...
Sabotage by myself. Oh, Phoebe. Phoebe, let's go. Rustle up the victuals and... I'll go into my wrestling act with this fugitive from a tombstone quarry and two falls to my finish.
Right with you, dear.
Oh, this gimmick's pure murder. Oh! While you're at it, Phoebe, bring the liniment.
Why? Did your back hurt?
Oh, wait till I pick it up off the floor and see.
Hurry and get that out in the yard, will you, dear, before the sun goes down.
Well, if you open the basement door, it's cold. About get that lawnmower out of the... Oh! I want to grow old in peace, not pieces.
It's your turn to flip the stakes over.
Where are they?
Oh, right in the middle of that smoke somewhere.
Oh, oh. Well, here's one. Oh, dropped it through the grate.
Well, just don't stand there. Fish around for it.
Are you sure you won't change your mind, Phoebe? We could still call this thing off and go up to Schmo's Diner for a sandwich.
Absolutely not. Here we've got the only barbecue pit on the block, and you don't want to take advantage of that advantage.
Well, this is sure an attraction, all right. It's attracting everyone on the block. Look at the eyes peeking at us through the Venetian blind.
They're just jealous.
I see Ed up there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed, get out your binoculars. You can see better.
He ducked his head in.
Ed, look at Lester.
Hi, Lester. Why don't you get yourself a surplus periscope? You can see over the fence without straining an eyeball.
Yes, he too is going to ignore us and go right on weeding his lawn.
Yeah, he and that bunch grass booby trap of his looks more like steel wool than grass. Well, these steaks ought to be burned just right pretty soon.
Oh, they are not. Just starting to cook good now. How you have yours?
An inch thick. Slightly crisp on the outside, raw in the center. Serve it up in a big platter with a mixed green salad in a restaurant.
Mm. Well, you get it well done on a bun and like it.
Yeah, I ought to like it. I'm so hungry now I could eat the Mears catalog and call it quits.
Oh, but think of all the money this is saving us. Well, do you know if you bought that steak at the House of Harris,
I'd live to see another day.
You're just... Hey. Hey, what's that stuff lying in the air?
Well, that is... That's grass coming over Lester's fence. He's throwing it out in the backyard and the wind is...
Hey, Lester, cut that out!
Look, it's going all over our steak.
Hey, Lester, if you don't knock it off, I'll...
Look, he's ducking into the house.
Listen, you hear the phone ringing?
Doesn't seem it. No, I don't think so.
Well, the wind's the wrong way.
But it had better not be the phone. I'm expecting to close a big job tonight.
Well, it's probably my imagination. I still think that phone's ringing.
Well, if it is, it's too... Say, that is our phone.
Run, Guthrie, run. Oh, Guthrie, look out for the hole. Oh, Guthrie. That's all right, dear. You're not hurt. Run. Oh, I hope he gets there in time. I could certainly use the business. I don't do something about that deposit I put on that trip coat down at E. Magnoff, though. Did it stop ringing, Guthrie?
Yeah, you quit ringing. There goes that contract.
Well, you'll feel better after you eat. I'll get the plates out.
That funny phone. Now I've lost a big... What's the matter?
Nothing.
Huh? Let me see. Oh, dish is cracked, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you expect? They were right on the fire.
My best china.
Oh, forget it. I've got a board in the basement. We can have plank steaks. How about that?
How can you be funny at a time like this? Dish is cracked, steaks overcooked, full of sand and weeds. What will the neighbors say?
You're too late. They're probably saying it already. Besides, think of the money we're saving. If we went out to eat, it'd probably...
You're not a bit funny, Guthrie guy.
Oh, well, don't let it get you down, Phoebe. Just make the best of it, even if the barbecue pit doesn't work very well.
You know, that's funny. The man said it was so easy to operate, too.
Yeah. Well, we're going to eat?
Well, might as well. You sit on the lawn, Guthrie, on that box.
Yeah.
And I'll sit over here on the fence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was that?
A gust of wind. Why?
Well, look what it blew in.
Oh, the fog.
Coming in like gangbusters, too. Ooh, it's cold.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Oh, let's just call this dinner a dry run. We'll throw all the stuff, steaks, dishes, and all, over the fence into Lester's yard. Then I will formally invite you to dine out with me. Schmoe's is the place to go.
After all this work we've gone to, you mean junk at all and start from scratch?
I already started to scratch after that sand blew over here.
Ooh, it's cold. Come on, Phoebe. Let's just say it was a good idea and let it go at that.
No. I'll be the laughing stock of the block.
I'm afraid, dear, it's too late to think of that. Look, there's Lester laughing at us up at the window. And he's eating a piece of pie. My pal.
I've got it. I know what we'll do.
Oh, the last time I heard that tone of voice was when you decided to take in boarders.
Oh, come on, quick, Guthrie, before it gets colder. Gather up the steaks. I'll get the potatoes and salad.
No, Phoebe, take it easy. It's my stomach you're experimenting with, remember? Oh, well, what are we going to do?
Oh, don't ask questions. Just gather up the food and follow me.
You mean we're going to eat this dinner after all?
Of course.
Well, just remember, if you survive me, there's a copy of my will in the safe deposit box.
Yes, sir. There's nothing like a good, hot, home-cooked meal to give a man that satisfied look. But while we're waiting to see what Phoebe has on her mind, allow me to make an announcement. Well, not exactly an announcement, just a statement that here is where our sponsor's message will go, well in advance of the last scene, and where it will do the most good. Let's get back, though, to our barbecue fiends. We find them at work in the house.
Pass the sand. Salt.
Here you are, dear. Isn't this fun?
Oh, look, Phoebe, if you think it's fun to sit on the kitchen floor and pretend we're out in the backyard, I've got news for you.
But it's just the same.
Except we've got the linoleum instead of lawn, flower pots instead of flower beds, and sand mixed with weeds instead of food.
Well, just close your eyes and pretend.
Do you mind if I get up and sit down in that chair?
Definitely not. You want to break the illusion.
Well, then, you change places with me and lean against the stove for a while.
Okay. Anyway, even though it did turn out wrong, we still got a nice barbecue pit in the yard for the next time we entertain.
I can't think of an easier way to get rid of people. Say, by the way, Phoebe, where are those directions that came with it?
Over there on the sink. There.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Colorful pamphlet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pay there. Phoebe.
Yes, dear?
Did you order this barbecue pit by number?
Mm-hmm. That's the way you order everything out there.
Phoebe?
Yes?
You got the wrong number. You ordered a garbage disposal unit.
Oh, Guthrie, how stupid of me.
Yes, I suppose that's one way of putting it.
If the guys live through until next Wednesday, we'd like to have you join us again. This program is brought to you by, and here is a slight pause for the sponsor's name. So remember, you've got another date on Wednesday with the guys next door.